Thank you for listening in to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast is entitled Holy Spirit in Us. You know, there's so much we can talk about here, and I'm going to try and focus on what does the Holy Spirit bring to us. And the Holy Spirit in us is really Jesus in us. And I want to also talk about how the Holy Spirit may interrupt what we plan to do. The Holy Spirit can adjust our thoughts, our words, even our actions. So how do we know that He is in us and He's operating in us? So with that, we're going to get into it. But first, I think we need to pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for this opportunity to bring this word at this time. I pray you would bless those who are listening in, that they would receive, Father, whatever they need. I pray blessings would be poured out upon this podcast and that the Holy Spirit would take control, take charge, and do what He does best. Well, thank you for that in advance and give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to start off with one of my favorite scriptures, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. It's in the New Living Translation, I believe, and it's truly one of the greatest scriptures for Christians in dealing with our everyday life. It reads here, matter of fact, I think I'm going to read it out of the NIV instead. I think that one might relate just a little bit clearer to people. So Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, New International Version. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. So there's a lot to cover there. There's so much media, there's so much substance in the way we live and how to understand how the Holy Spirit operates in us and how He makes such an incredible change of who we are, what we say and how we say it, and the direction that we live our life. So it tells us so much. It tells us that we are united spiritually with Christ through the Holy Spirit. Think of that. We're united spiritually, totally, completely through the Holy Spirit in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We know that Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit. That's what it's telling us. And manifesting God's Word in us. Think about that. The Holy Spirit will remind us, the Bible says, of things that Jesus said and will remind us of scriptures that we've read before. So the Holy Spirit manifests in us God's Word if we just yield to Him, submit to Him, surrender to Him. The Word of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit, so therefore He obviously has the ability and the power to inspire us or manifest. The Holy Spirit will manifest in us God's Word if we'll only surrender and submit to Him and allow Him to live in us the way He wants to live. The Holy Spirit in us has available to us. He has available, ready for us, waiting for us, everything that God wants to do in our life. And everything that God wants us to have in our life, the Holy Spirit has that power and that authority to bring that to come to pass. Now, God's Word is what brings life. We know that. God's Word is living and more powerful than any two-edged sword. God's Word will divide our thought life. God's Word will protect us from thoughts we shouldn't have. The Holy Spirit in us brings life to us as we face each and every day. So, if we want to have a greater life, we want to have a stronger life. First, we need to be Christians. We need to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And if you've done that, you've surrendered life to Him, asked for forgiveness of your sins, you've been cleansed. The Holy Spirit dwells in you right now. So therefore, each and every one of us can understand that the Holy Spirit who is in us brings life to us as we face each day, each challenge, each opportunity, and each missed opportunity. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, it's really a powerful scripture. Paul wrote so much about the Holy Spirit in the book of Romans. We're going to cover some of that as this podcast goes on today. And let me just read it to you. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We can stop right there. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Anybody out there ever had a weak day where you're feeling weak, you're feeling down, you're feeling discouraged? Well, we all have. And we have the power, though, of the living God inside of us who can then bring forth joy and peace even in the midst of our trials and challenges. The Holy Spirit says here in Romans 8:26, New Living Translation, He helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray. I'm going to stop right there. Have you ever been in a situation where you're praying and then you run out of things to pray about? You're praying and you've got your list of things you're praying for, or you didn't get your list and you go into it and you're thinking, how am I going to pray about this? How should I pray for this? And we're just kind of confused about it. Well, that's the scriptures addressing that. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but it says the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. That means when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit, if we allow to Him and submit to Him and surrender Him, He will pray for us. He'll pray for us with groanings or words that can't be understood, that can't be expressed. Those are words that we can't express. He can, but we can't. This is the Holy Spirit interceding for us. You see, when we lack the words to pray, the Holy Spirit in us prays for us. And when He does, we won't hear it. We won't understand it. But on the other hand, we just know that the Holy Spirit is praying for us. I know I've been in that difficult time in my life when I was face incurable cancer diagnoses and told that my kidneys were failing and they were would not last very long. There was really no hope for me, and all that stuff hit me. It was amazing how the Holy Spirit encouraged me and blessed me and was praying for me. I just knew that He was praying for me and seeking God's touch in my life. So when we lack the words, when we lack what to say, how to say, and just about everything, whether it be prayer or whether it be just in conversations. Matter of fact, let me talk about this just a little bit. There's a lot of counseling that I've done over the years, biblical counseling with couples, where they've lost their ability to communicate with each other. They just don't know how to talk with each other. And they can be Christians. They're born-again believers. They love the Lord. If each of us would just surrender to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to reveal to us what we should say and how we should say it, and that He could also speak to our husband or wife that we're maybe having a problem with, and ask Him to help them and to pray for them and yield ourselves. If a couple struggling with challenges will just simply sit down and pray together and say, Holy Spirit, take control. We don't know how to handle this. We've lost control of this. We surrender to You. We pray for Your divine intervention. We pray now that You would do what Romans 8:26 said, that the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings or with words that cannot be expressed. Can't be expressed, but they will be prayers to God the Father. I'm not sure why I got off on that, but I just have this feeling there's some people listening in today who maybe are going through some difficult times in your marriage and your relationship, so I just feel like I need to pray for you. Heavenly Father, for anyone here who's married and maybe there's some struggles, some challenges, it might be financial, it might be emotional, it might be some verbal abuse or whatever's taking place, I pray that the Holy Spirit would help them and comfort them and let them know how to talk to each other. And even pray with each other. But Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would start to mend and restore that relationship. Bring them back to the point for when they fell in love and decided to get married. Father, bring that feeling back to them, Lord. I pray the Holy Spirit will do that and help those who are listening in. And I'll be giving you praise for it. And I believe that each person out there can be healed and restored, and their marriages can be restored. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, there's a lot of other things the Holy Spirit can do. The Holy Spirit brings scripture to us for our minds and for our needs, for what we need specifically. There's times that I'll be praying or times I'm praying for someone else and the Holy Spirit puts a scripture in my mind that I haven't read in maybe even years, and He'll bring to remembrance that scripture and I'll pray it over that person. The person will say, well, where's that found in the Bible? And I'll say, I'm not sure, but let's find it, because I didn't know the Holy Spirit knew, but He gave it to me to speak those words to an individual. And so the Holy Spirit brings scriptures to us to meet our needs and to meet the needs of others. Now, as a pastor, I would often spend 15, 20 hours a week preparing a sermon. I mean, I would put a lot of time and effort into it, and most pastors I know do the same thing. I would pray over it. I would ask it, Lord, to help me to get it into my heart and mind so deep that when I preach it this week that I won't have to sit there and just read my notes. Nothing wrong with reading notes, but I just didn't want to feel that I had to just kind of read something to the congregation and that I had to constantly look at something else, that the Holy Spirit would carry me through the message. And when I would do that, I would be all ready to go, and I would be in my office and I'd be, you know, ready for church is started and the worship started, and I leave my office and go in and join the worship, and all of a sudden I'm getting ready for my message to come out, and I have my Bible with me and I have some little notes that are on the side, whatever, just ready to do this message. And when I get up to the pulpit, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, don't do your message, just speak on this one scripture. And it might be a scripture that's in my text that I've prepared, or my notes that I prepared, or it might be a brand new scripture. And you know, when I first heard that, first time that I went up there and I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, I want you to preach just on this one scripture verse. And it might be delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Or it might be something like, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Or it might be something about money. It might be something about relationships. Whatever it would be, that scripture would just all of a sudden just explode with life. And all of a sudden, I'd tell the congregation, I prepared a nice message. Here's my notes and my follow-up and all that, but I believe that I'm supposed to preach on and give you a message from this particular scripture. And I would read it to them and pray, Holy Spirit, guide me and direct me. And I got to tell you, the first time that happened, I was nervous. I got to be honest with you. I was nervous. I was uncomfortable. I thought, my goodness, what am I going to say for 40 minutes? What do I have to say for 40 minutes? How in the world am I going to get through this whole thing? And even in the first time that happened, I had that thought. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit gave me new thoughts and new ideas and gave me that scripture and another scripture. And I shared a message that I had not planned on preparing. But those messages seemed to have some of the greatest impact on the congregation. I'd give an altar call and many, many people received Jesus that day. Or I'd pray for people with specific needs and they would come up front to the altar and just fill the front of the church. And I knew that it was the Holy Spirit that was doing it, because I hadn't prepared that. I hadn't put that together. And when he did that, at first I was nervous. But after that first experience, I always prayed, Lord, if you have something different, if you have something I'm supposed to preach on that I've not prepared for, would you correct me and change it? I'd even do that before I would bring a message that I'd worked on for 20 hours. And I would say, Lord, I have this message. I pray you would bless it. But if you have something better, something you want me to do, then I surrender to you. And most of the time, I just went through with the sermon that I had prepared and spoke it, and it went over well and people were saved. But there were times that the Holy Spirit would stop me and give me that divine intervention. And because he knew who was coming to church. I didn't. He knew exactly every single person that was there, and he knew the needs of every single person. And so he would modify that message. So I just thank God for that. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a pastor just preaching the message he's prepared. And that's wonderful, because I did the vast majority of them, overwhelming vast majority of them that way. But when the Holy Spirit moves in a special way, let's not run from him. Let's run to him and ask for his guidance and direction and wisdom and knowledge. I hope you receive that the way it was intended. All right, the Holy Spirit will direct our prayers if we yield to him. Here's a good scripture on that. Romans 8:27 in the New Living Translation. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers, in harmony with God's own will. That's the part of that scripture I like the best, with God's own will, because sometimes our prayers may not be God's will, and it happens to all of us. But when we're surrendering to the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Father then speaks to the Holy Spirit and reveals to him exactly what's on our heart. The Holy Spirit then knows exactly what to say, and he pleads for believers that's in agreement or in harmony with God's will for them. And so if you've ever wondered if you're praying according to God's will and you question if you need help, then just invite the Holy Spirit into your prayer time and then submit to him and ask for his will and his guidance and direction. Now, the Holy Spirit knows our heart inside and out. He knows our heart. He knows the hidden things. He knows the open things. He knows past hurts. He knows current hurts that we're maybe going through. He understands everything about our heart. That way, he knows how to pray for us. The Holy Spirit in us pleads for us. He pleads for us. He is on our side. He is our supporter. He's our biggest cheerleader. I like to use that expression that the Holy Spirit is our cheerleader, because he's for us. He's not against us. He wants to lead us in the direction we should go. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't correct us, because the word tells us he will. And those who are corrected by the Holy Spirit will be blessed. There's no question about that. We've got to understand that the Holy Spirit sometimes needs to intervene in whatever we're doing, whether we're praying or not praying, or whether we're having a conversation with our kids or our wife or our boss at work, whatever it might be. He is on our side, and he will give us thoughts and ideas on how to deal with issues in our life. The Holy Spirit in us helps us to live in harmony with God's will. That's what that scripture told us, Romans 8:27. So if you really believe the Holy Spirit, who lives and dwells in you, loves you and cares for you, then all he's going to do is help us to live in harmony, in agreement, locked arm with God's will. The Holy Spirit speaks according to what God wants. That's the beauty of relying on the Holy Spirit and opening up to him. The Holy Spirit wants control over our heart and our mind, because if we hold back things from him, he won't be able to speak through us. He may not be able to pray God's will if we're thinking in a way that's not God's will. So the Holy Spirit wants control over our thought life and our heart. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain if we submit, if we surrender to him. Let me repeat that. We have absolutely nothing to lose and absolutely everything to gain if we surrender, if we submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we allow the Holy Spirit to do what he does best, we will be the best that we possibly can be for God. That's when we allow Him to do what He does best. We will please the Holy Spirit and God Almighty. The Bible says that when our ways are pleasing to the Lord, He blesses our ways. Let me give an example. A child wants everything now. They learn very quickly to say the word mine or me or no when they wanted something. I know when we were raising our kids, they quickly learned no or mine, and they wanted to keep something for themselves. They became very selfish, self-centered. And then I'm sure when I was a child, I was the same way. I probably was worse than most. But that is a natural state that we're in. That's the flesh that we have. The Holy Spirit can come in and change that in us. The Holy Spirit recognizes when we think of me, mine, no, or think of self, that He knows how to surrender our will to God's will. He knows what scriptures we need. He knows how to touch us in a way that we'll start thinking differently and start realizing that that's not the correct direction to go. And He'll lead us in the proper direction so that we can live according to God's will in every part of our life. The Apostle Paul wrote about the Holy Spirit throughout the book of Romans. He just wrote so much about it. That's why the Romans is one of my absolute favorite books in the Bible. It goes explaining how to live life, how to have a right relationship with the Holy Spirit, how to walk in the power of God. It talks about that God is able to do anything for anybody in any circumstance. The book of Romans tells us that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. The book of Romans tells us about how to become a Christian. There's something in it called the Romans Road. I've talked about it before in other prior podcasts. It's just simply a list of scriptures that tells us we must ask for forgiveness of our sins. We must claim Jesus as Lord and commit ourselves to God the Father. And all that's done through the anointing and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the book of Romans is just so powerful. So as I head in the direction to start to wrapping up this podcast, I felt that I would close it out with a number of scriptures that are so vital to understanding how God is in us and how He wants to work and live in each and every one of us. The book of Romans is a transforming writing that helps us to understand how the Holy Spirit in us works for us. In Romans chapter 8, there's several scriptures that talk about life of the Spirit and how to live the kind of life that we all want to live, but we can only live that life if we're led by the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells in us. So let's start with Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. One of my favorite scriptures. Well, I've probably got hundreds of favorite scriptures, but this is one of them that is just so powerful because it is such a statement of power on how we can walk and live our life according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:1, in the New Living Translation, it says this: "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." Now, that scripture says a lot. Most people would apply it to just salvation. I don't mean just by saying that that's simple, but no, they would only apply this to that means when you're forgiven from your sins, God has cleansed us from all unrighteousness and we've given our life to Jesus Christ, that there's no longer any condemnation for those of us who've surrendered their life to Christ. Well, I believe that wholeheartedly. But I also believe that this is saying even more when it says there's no condemnation. Let me address it in the area of sickness or an illness. If you have a sickness or an illness in your body, where does it come from? Obviously, when sin entered the world, then things like disease enter the world. And if you have an illness or a sickness, that was not something that God created for us to beat us up and to kill us. That sickness or illness was brought about because of sin in the world. And we have no condemnation in our bodies when it comes to being sick. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're sick that you're possessed of the devil. I don't mean anything like that at all. But what it tells me is that there's no condemnation in my health, no condemnation in my finances, no condemnation in my marriage, no condemnation in my life and all that I do, no condemnation in my relationship at work with my fellow employees, no condemnation in the people that I know at my church, no condemnation in our relationships or friends that we have. It goes on and on and on. So look at it this way now. Look at it in a different vein. I believe the Holy Spirit gave me that revelation to express that to people, that in Romans 8:1 it says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." No one is out there to condemn us. Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. It's the devil who came to kill, to steal, and destroy. He wants to bring condemnation on us. But there is no condemnation on us if we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and we surrender to the Holy Spirit and help Him to protect our heart and our mind. All right, that's a sermon all on its own, so let's move on. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 in the New Living Translation. "Because you belong to Him, the power of the living Spirit has freed you." That means because we belong to Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit is in us, life-giving power of the Holy Spirit to free us from the past, the issues that we've gone through, the challenges that we face, even issues like drug problems or alcohol addiction or anything like that. There's the power of the Holy Spirit can help deliver us from all of those things. And then in Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, New Living Translation, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Well, that's pretty obvious. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please God. And verse number 8 says, letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and to peace. So much to be seen in the book of Romans, and there's so much in that scripture in Romans 8, 5. If you think about simple things, you'll probably be involved in those things. If you think about things led by the Spirit of God, you'll be involved in the things the Spirit of God wants us to have, and it will be the divine will of God. You know, there's so much that I'm finding in the book of Romans. I'm going to just read a few scriptures and then kind of close this podcast out with these scriptures. Think about them in relationship to what we've talked about, the Holy Spirit living and dwelling inside of us, the Holy Spirit in us. Listen to these scriptures. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all. Verse 10. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. You know, I really sense that by the Holy Spirit that I'm supposed to continue reading just another couple of verses here. Romans chapter 8 and verse 12. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Now, when it talks about death and life, it's talking about spiritual death and spiritual life. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. I just keep going on, but I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's really in line right now with where I want to go. But I want to pray for you. I want to pray for all those who are asking the Holy Spirit to help them, and for all of those who really want to live knowing that the Holy Spirit is in them, not just wonder if He is, or kind of like, well, He is one day and not the next day based on your feelings. Please don't allow your feelings to rob you of the power of the Holy Spirit. Feelings will rob us of the blessings of the Lord. You know, the devil wants us to really focus on how we feel, and God wants us to bless us based upon our faith and our trust and our confidence in Him. And feelings go up and down, but our trust and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells in us, will never leave us. He'll never forsake us, regardless of what we've gone through. And I certainly know I've gone through a lot of difficult illnesses, from cancers and kidney failure and all these things, but God has always been faithful. He's always helped me to avoid my feelings and to focus on my faith and my trust in Him. So I'm going to pray over you folks, and that's, I think, what I'm being led to do with the Holy Spirit now. So let's just do that and ask for guidance, direction. Heavenly Father, I pray blessing upon those who are listening in. I pray that You would bless those who are maybe struggling a little bit to understand how the Holy Spirit works in them, that You would help them and bless them and keep them. I pray, Lord, that You would bring strength to those who need strength, that You would bring physical healing to those who have a physical ailment. I pray healing over them in the name of Jesus. And I pray that every person listening in today who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ will understand that Romans 8:1 tells us that there's no condemnation for followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we have no condemnation of bad feelings, our hurts, our past problems. That's been removed in Jesus' name. There's no condemnation in our health, in our finances, in our marriages, in relationships, because greater is He that is in us than he who is in the world. And He who is in us is the Spirit of the living God. So, Father, I pray blessing upon every single person listening into this podcast today, that You would strengthen them and bring hope and health and prosperity, spiritual prosperity especially, in all that they do, Lord. Bless them, Father, that they'll all understand that the Holy Spirit is in them and dwells in them and is their biggest supporter and is praying for them when they don't know how to pray. I pray that they'd receive that now, God, and be blessed by it. Ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope that's just been a blessing to you as we kind of wrap up this podcast today. I'd like to just tell you that we're going to continue on the Holy Spirit teachings for a while. My next podcast, I believe, is going to be Holy Spirit Knows God's Will. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and understanding how to know God's will, because the Holy Spirit certainly does know God's will. So there's a lot of areas that we'll discuss in that, but we want to help individuals who maybe are kind of wondering what's God's will in their life or what's their purpose in their life. And all these are things that we can address under the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and He'll comfort each and every one of us to walk in God's will, in His power and His strength. If you'd also like to know more about the Quality Christian Living podcast, you can do that by going to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you pull up that webpage, the very front page has a link to the podcast that we've done. Now, we've been doing this for about 4 years, and we've been blessed that it's now has reached out and being downloaded in up to 140 countries, and we thank God for that. And we also want you to know that on my webpage there, you can, with that link, you'll be able to go back and pull up all of the areas that we've discussed. We've had series on finances, series on health, series on miracles, series on the gifts of the Spirit, the working power gifts of the Holy Spirit, about how to learn how to pray and how to have greater faith. So just a plethora of topics that I hope will be a blessing to you. So they don't cost you anything to look down them, so you're free to go through there, look at the list of items, and find something that will bless you and help you, and be sure and let someone else know and be aware that these things are available to them. As the Holy Spirit leads, we'll probably be continuing for quite a while yet on the Holy Spirit and so many topics that we can discuss. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can simply do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. So that's available to you. I'd also like to ask you, if you've been blessed by these podcasts and enjoyed them, I would encourage you to give me a review. It would be nice. I'd like to ask you to take a moment and just simply rate and review the podcast. It really helps us for people to understand what we're doing and keeps us on the right track. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, on Charisma Podcast Network, or give us a star rating on Spotify. However you choose to support us, we certainly appreciate it and appreciate you and the help that you're giving. So with that, I'm going to wrap this podcast up by just giving you a prayer and a blessing, and I pray God will help you, to all of us, to understand the power that's operating in us, the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray now that the Lord will bless you, and He'll keep you, and that His face will shine upon you, and that He'll be gracious to you, and He'll give you peace. Now may you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until our next time, until our next episode, dealing with, once again, the Holy Spirit and how He knows God's will, I pray that God will richly bless you in all that you put your hands to. Thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living. I am your host, David Friend. May the Holy Spirit guide and direct all that you do.